Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Gulf Breeze, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast. If you're listening to us live, a little bit after 4 out here in the Central Time Zone, a little bit after 5 East, you know, 3 Mountain, etc., etc. If it ain't that time, then you're listening to us possibly as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, the place to be. However you're receiving us.
I don't know why that made me laugh.
However you receive us, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, tickling your inner ears with our bullshit. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to The Place to Be. I think that's a great way to describe this show.
It's The Place to Be.
We just got out of the Gulf.
Just got out of the Gulf.
Mexico.
Lots of sun, lots of surf.
It was really rough. The water was rough today. The yellow flag.
Yeah, I think I got seaweed enema.
Oh, did you really?
Some sort.
Now in Hollywood, boy, they'll charge you $75 right. for that.
Yeah, there's a spa that'll do right. that as they steam your vag.
I can't afford that.
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to us on this lovely Thursday, June the 16th, and we're live. You can tweet us. We may respond. We'll keep our eye holes peeled on that. At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Which we could have done today. Actual diving for crabs.
Yeah. I saw some sea life out there, actually.
Weekend with a $10 hooker kind of diving for crabs. I mean,
$10 hooker.
That's not a weekend.
You getting a time machine or something?
Yeah. 1843.
Oh, yeah. I saw some sea life out there. I saw a jellyfish. And everybody was swimming, and I saw some weird, like, I don't know what it was. Something crest the water, and I was like, oh, shit. And I'm, because, you know, I every once in a while when I'm swimming, I'll scan for sharks just to see. Right.
That kind of got me the last time we went.
Right.
And it was calm.
Right.
And I kind of went way out and was just kind of floating there. And then all of a sudden, something splashed.
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe 50 yards away from me. And I was like, okay, I'm done.
Say goodbye.
Time to go enjoy some sun.
No, gouge their eyes.
Gouge their eyes out. Go for their eyes?
Yeah.
I thought you're supposed to punch them in the snout.
I don't know. I saw this thing.
Not the jellyfish. I mean,
jellyfish are invertebrates and have no nose. I don't think they need
hard
to breathe.
Find your snout, right?
Jellyfish don't breathe, do they?
Well, in the water, I think, don't they? There's some kind of.
But it's alive.
Exchange going on.
So don't kill it.
Right.
I saw this thing. Listen, I saw this thing floating in the water, and I was like, oh, shit. And then it crested, and it was like this big white thing. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is it. I've seen a shark. And then it crested again, and it was. It's like somebody's travel coffee mug dropped off in the. They're like, I gotta
so
calm.
Gross.
I gotta
yeah.
calm down. Yeah. By the way, whoever left their travel mug in the Gulf of Mexico, burn in hell, just like Dick Cheney and that whatever that company was, Halliburton.
Yeah,
that ruined it.
And you mean the BP?
Yeah, but didn't Halliburton had the contract that had the part that went kaplooey that could have been fixed for like $20, but they're like, eh.
Right.
My friend that lives up in Mobile, Alabama, he was telling me that they still see tar balls.
Wow. That's pretty gross. From we get them on the California beaches, but those are naturally occurring. Yeah.
That might be people.
That's right.
It's just personalities.
Those are exploded fake tits.
they're flammable.
They are. Lots going on in the world. We've seen the orange puckered one has, of course, hit the airwaves. Now he's doubling down on his big FU to the GOP. I don't need you guys. You guys better. He basically said, you guys better step in line.
You better.
Or I don't need you.
He's telling him, shut up.
Yeah.
Sit down and shut up.
The leadership are saying, well, maybe it's not cool to still want this kind of Muslim zapper over the country.
Yeah. I mean, they don't like Muslims either, the GOP.
Well, no.
Or anything
far stealthier about it. But,
yes.
Even they seem to have some scruples that
right.
they don't want to be known as that. Or put that out to the rest of the world.
How can anybody take Donald Trump or, hell, fuck it, Paul Ryan seriously? I just listened to some of Obama's speech. He's in Orlando,
right? Speaking right now, yeah. or was, at least when we started this, about the...
pretty great.
About the horrific... tragedy occurred. He spoke with, he said, again, for the far too many times, time or whatever, I'm hugging families of people that have lost their lives to weapons of war, violence.
Yeah. Did Hillary Clinton start that? Did she start calling them weapons of war?
That's what I was just going to say. Somebody put the memo out. That's
not
the new term, right?
That's not an accident, right?
Right.
Hell no. It's interesting. I was listening to Obama's. It's okay. I was listening to Obama's, articulate his feelings on automatic weapons and guns and what he thought. And I'm listening. He's like, my God, that's my argument. That's most sane people's argument.
Right.
And our president is finally making this argument. So everyone on Facebook that I have this argument with, you just suck my dick because the president just said the same thing I just said. I sound like Donald Trump. Now I'm congratulating myself.
The gun ninnies are out in force on our Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Dinosaurs.
A lot of them. Mostly, I mean, most of the sane people on our page are on our side.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a few libs even who are like, don't take my guns.
Nobody's taking your guns unless it's a stupid AR-15.
Yeah, those we might take.
We might take those.
Those might get taken, terrifying. Rightfully so.
God.
We can see what's going on in the headlines.
Yes.
And right there.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower Southeast, Gulf Breeze, Florida, Dateline, June the 16th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Very nice. That was a good read. That was a good one.
This is a horrible, horrible story from our sister country across the pond. Actually, it's our mother country across the pond, isn't it?
Hello, mommy.
The UK.
Hello, governor.
One of their MPs
what?
Has been gunned down.
MPs?
Member of parliament.
Oh, I thought you were saying military police. Oh, member of parliament.
And she was an anti-Brexit.
Oh, my God.
The term that Ryan hates.
It's just stupid. Listen, I don't mean that in any kind of judgmental way, but I did call it stupid, so that's sort of judgmental. Brexit. Hello.
So she's against Britain leaving the European Union.
The Brexit.
The right-wing ninnies over there, the ones that are the same ones here that want to build a wall around their houses, around their state, around their country. Around their daughters, around all those people who are just constantly...
Get away from my white daughter.
They're constantly squirting in their underwear.
Oh, yes, squirting.
not the good kind either, the bladder control issue.
We're going to need to clean up on aisle whatever.
They those are the ones who want to get out. Get out! Fuck the European Union! Or fuck the European Union!
Hey, how am I supposed to feel about this? Just tell me which way to be outraged. Or should we want the
Brexit? I think...
Are we pro-Brexit or anti-Brexit?
I think right now most people think that the world economy will be better off if Britain stays in.
Oh, okay.
And doesn't say fuck to the EU.
Stay in the EU, okay? Or don't be a dickhead.
Fuck to the EU.
Yeah, I feel like we've got enough shit going on over here. I got to be worried about if Britain's goddamn leaving or not.
But they're
just
saying,
don't do it.
They're saying that the asshole that killed this poor woman allegedly shouted Britain first before the attack, which is the rally call of the Trumpalos over there. They're equivalent of the ones who want to make sure that they get the hell out of the European Union.
They have Trumpalos.
And keep, well, it's their version.
But they sound like this.
I think it's the UKIP. Is that it? The UK Independent Party or something like that? I think they're the version of basically our Trumpalos.
Right.
Really extreme right wing. In fact, take a picture of a rally, of a UKIP rally. Take a picture of a Trump rally.
Same.
And the demographics are exactly the same. A lot of shaved heads. A lot of shaved empty heads.
Oh, really?
A lot of...
Are they stupid?
A lot of dumb white guys.
Right.
Angry. Angry dumb white guys.
Yeah. What do they listen to? Isn't there a little subset of England that really digs our country music and the whole redneck thing and they try to emulate it?
Oh, we saw that, yeah.
I wonder, is that that or...
What's wrong with that?
Well,
we emulate their shit.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. But I was wondering if that is that a Trumpalo thing over there or whatever? Is that a redneck British thing?
I don't think so. I think that's probably
saying.
A hipster thing, right? If that's one of these cool things.
Hey, if you're part of that movement in England, stop it. Stop emulating Garth Brooks and shit. It's stupid. So fucking dumb. Tell us what to stop emulating.
You know, whatever turns you on, but I mean, if any part of your life involves a costume,
you're out of your mind.
It might just be a little more work than I like to have fun.
Yeah. One time I was I was chatting with a colleague at work who lives in England, and it was during, what was going on with the Queen? The Queen was having a baby, or the Queen was getting something?
She turned 117.
Oh, yes. The birthday of the Queen.
And had a baby.
Right. Oh, wow. It's amazing.
I've known too.
The royal uterus is resilient.
We are flowering at age 107.
Did they feed her after midnight?
Right.
I said, hey, happy birthday to the queen. And then she wrote back, I'm anti the queen, and I think it's horrible that we have it. It's kind of stupid. Oh. I was like, oh, yes, I totally agree.
I don't know how I would feel about that. Over here, I kind of like it. I think it's kind of cool.
Because it's not
But
us.
They have no real power.
But do you know how much money gets?
But they had that money.
Shit down the toilet.
Well, not that much,
dude. We went to England.
They get salaries and shit. And
what's rent like in London? How much?
Unless the state takes over all of the Queen's assets, those are that all that shit is hers.
How
she
much
owns
does
all
this
that crap?
Studio apartment go for in England?
Fuck of a lot in
London. Well, they live in a goddamn. I was about to say Scotland Yard.
Palace.
Scotland Yard.
Some of the royals have probably visited Scotland Yard.
Oh, sure. That's the Hooskow. That's what the cops are.
I believe so.
All right.
I've seen Sherlock Holmes.
Right.
And we know that's a 100% accurate depiction of current 21st century London.
I assume it's like Luther, the thing with the movie with what's his face? The guy's going to be James Bond.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be, but that would be awesome if
what
Idris...
What is his name?
Idris Elba.
Yes, Idris.
Nightmare, anti-Brexit, MP gunned down is the headline at the HuffPo. It's just horrible.
Yes.
41-year-old member of parliament, shot dead in the street. She's a lawmaker for the opposition Labour, with a U, party. Vocal advocate for Britain remaining in the EU. She was attacked while preparing to meet constituents in Birstall.
Hello.
Near Leeds.
What?
In northern England.
Everything sounds ridiculous over there. No offense, guys.
Oh, I love the accents over there.
I do. I don't mean it like...
Except that one time riding the tube.
Good ridiculous.
And two people started speaking to each other, and I knew it was English.
Right.
But it wasn't English.
It was foreign.
I believe they were heavy Scots.
Right.
That's, not fat.
That is my this is my favorite part of European Vacation, starring the great Chevy Chase.
Yes.
Still alive?
Yes.
Still with us? Okay. I love when he's in France and he's got a stupid translator thing. He brought this portable translator. This took place in the mid-80s, so whatever. And so he's in France. He's trying to order something, and he's trying to order a souffle, and he types in souffle, and he's like, souffle is souffle. Anyway, what else is in the news, Pat? Nobody gives a shit.
Order a version of that movie on Amazon Prime. Oh, go to our Amazon hole, ladies and gentlemen, crabdiving.com/Amazon. There may be a little bit of seaweed in that hole today.
But it's all over the place, man.
You can crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little tickle, a little nibble. Helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Yes. What's going on with the dog? Is she what's going on? Child, get
the so this horrible attack took place. It said that a guy pulled an old or makeshift gun because you know why, Ryan?
Yes.
Guns are outlawed
what?
In the UK. So this guy still, you know, he pulled out some ancient old gun and fired twice. One guy said, I saw a lady on the floor, like on the beach, with her arms straight and her knees up and blood all over her face. Probably should have picked a different accent to do, because it's not a funny story. She wasn't making any noise, but clearly she was in agony. Horrible. I apologize for my use of a funny voice.
You owe me an apology, you do.
It might be, I mean, it really might be some kind of a weird hate crime going after, it's like somebody here with immigration.
Right.
Being, you know, shooting, like, that guy who shot Gabby Giffords was just batshit.
Oh, that guy's nuts.
If it was a Trumpalo who was anti-Mexicans,
that's a
who
hate
decided
crime.
To go out and shoot somebody who was pro-immigration, that's kind of the exact situation that horribly happened over in Burstall near Leeds.
Richard! It's a hate crime, yeah. Richard!
Okay, I'm moving on.
I'm sorry.
We're sorry to the British listeners. Not shitting on the situation.
Go pick up some Fawlty Towers on Amazon. Go through our portal like we just said.
That's the big headline over at the HuffPo.
Dude, I'm so sorry. I just put... A friend of mine sent me the funniest goddamn thing. I just put it on her Facebook page. It's this little kid. He gets to give a speech at a graduation, and he does it in the style of Trump.
Oh, really?
Have you seen that yet?
No. Does he?
Okay. He also did Bernie Sanders.
Does he wave his little tiny hands around?
It's funny as hell. It's probably not good for radio, but anyway, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Have a look.
We'll check and see what the headline over at the Drudge Report is.
Yes.
Let's see.
What are those assholes talking about?
Same thing. The horrible story. UK rocked. MP stabbed and shot. She was stabbed also, by the way, and shot dead.
Well, thank God that guy didn't have didn't have access to the weaponry that we have in the U.S. Imagine if you walked in with an AR-15.
Right.
What kind of gun did he use?
It said it looked like some old kind of gun. Some, you know, what is the movie Lock, Stock, and how many? Two Smoking Barrels?
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Don't they, when they're getting the heist together, don't they have...
They got to find a gun.
Well, right. Don't they get guns and some guy like unrolls all the guns and they're these old...
They're
shitty. There's almost a musket, I think, or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's how they, you know, it's harder to get.
You know,
which is, and what's their gun violence?
It's nothing.
And now the idiots here in our country are going to use this horrible tragedy over in the UK to say, see, even with gun laws, somebody gets shot down. Why are the good citizens not able?
Oh, right.
If she would have been armed, she wouldn't have got shot. Or if somebody at that rally she wouldn't have got shot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was listening to you tell the story of this UK shooting and how, I'm sorry, it's fucked up. I was listening to that and I'm jealous of that mass shooting.
What?
I'm jealous of that mass shooting because of the guy's gun. I mean, honestly, I sat here and I thought, I'm like, oh my God, if only in our mass shootings, people would just use guns that could only
fire
twice.
Guns or, yeah.
But unfortunately, yeah, God, that makes me think of that.
People are going to get the AKs and they're going to get the Sig Sauers like this asshole in Orlando got. They're going to get them on occasion.
It's disgusting.
But like Obama was saying right before this show, he said, well, we know that it's not going to stop everyone. But wouldn't we want to stop one?
Yeah.
Wouldn't we want to stop as many as we can and make it just this much more difficult for these people to get a hold of these weapons of war?
And if you had magazines that only held 10, God, you know, you just, as soon as you even start to say it, you get exhausted over here because nobody thinks of it like this. If you had a magazine that held 10 bullets as opposed to 30, that's 10 people dead as opposed to 30. I mean, none of it's good. But just think about how each death, how many people are affected by each person that was killed in that nightclub? How many people's lives are probably ruined or probably screwed up?
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
In the UK, the guy fired off 2 shots, barely, right, from a piece of shit gun.
Yeah, I don't know.
Horrible,
yeah.
Horrible, whatever. But still, it's only 2 bullets over here. I mean, they played the audio. They played the audio, that AR-15 going off. It pulse.
Right.
It goes on forever. They just keep coming.
Right.
That goddamn commercial we played for the Sig Sauer, where they make this
yesterday's
weapon of war.
Crab diving, crabdiving.com, iTunes or Stitcher. Hey, leave us a good review if you listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher. That'd be boobies.
That'd be boobies, guys. Chucky Ducky.
And I mean the bird.
Oh, that's
it's
right.
A noble bird, the booby.
Is the booby the bird in that one cartoon that goes, mine.
Those are gulls, aren't they?
Are they gulls? Right.
I think they're seagulls. Yes.
By the way, in the background, if you're wondering, the dishes are getting put away in the kitchen.
Boobies have blue feet. Blue-footed boobies.
Why would God do that to their feet?
Maybe not all the boobies are blue-footed, but most of the pictures I'm seeing are blue-footed. meanwhile,
a blue-footed boobie.
Yeah, you might, if your boobie is blue, maybe check with a doctor.
Go see the doctor.
So those are the headlines over at the Commie Pinko Liberola feed
Indeed.
And at the Drudge Report. The horrific slaying on the street of a member of parliament in Britain who is anti the leaving of the EU. So some conservative, if he yelled Britain first and that's the reason he shot her, this is a conservative ass fuck.
Yeah,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all.
Unless there's dinner and a movie, a little tickling first.
Let's watch a telly for a bit.
A horrible thing over there.
It makes me nuts too. Because explain this to me. So Trump is saying that he's going to talk to the NRA or something, and so like he's going to talk to the NRA to get him to do what? To outlaw the AR-15?
Well, apparently,
or a background check?
No,
thing?
If you're on the no-fly, no-buy, it's no-fly, no-buy law, because, everybody, they got to name something.
We're so incredibly stupid over here. We have to name everything.
It's where if you're on the no-fly list because of they think you're a little terror-y, then maybe you shouldn't be able to buy one of those AR-15s or a Sig Sauer from fucking Walmart.
Shucky ducky.
And that's what one of the main points that... See, that one is such a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And I forgot what Cory Booker said. It might have been in the 90s. A percent of people, and even 80% of NR fucking A members who say, you know what? If they're on the no-fly list for terrorism, we shouldn't let them buy a gun.
What world are we in? We have to. That's a point I have to make to someone. Do you want terrorists to have a gun? Oh, let me think about it.
I mean, it really doesn't cost these assholes that much. And assholes, of course, I'm speaking of the GOP. In the House and the Senate, it doesn't cost them that much to kind of compromise, roll over on this one a little. Which is what they seem to be doing. Like, there's probably no way they're going to close the gun show loophole. There's no way they're going to stop the background or allow universal background checks to shore that up. No fucking way. But they might let this one squeak through and look, oh, look at us. We're doing something about terror.
Was I loony when Cory Booker was speaking on MSNBC? Was he talking about gun show loopholes that needed to be closed? Because that, the way I
he was in that filibuster last night.
To me, if you don't close the gun show loophole, then why does any of this matter?
A lot of it, right.
I mean, you can go, then, okay, just go to a gun show.
Right.
God.
Or Craigslist. Or
or Facebook, or whatever. Yeah. You'll find somebody. Man, do you think our forefathers meant this?
Did you see, no, yeah.
You don't think they were like, you know what?
Did you see the meme somebody put, by the way?
No.
You shared it's George Washington waggling his finger.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, there's no fucking with a PH. No fucking way we meant.
Oh, yeah.
Or you said that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But there's no way, basically,
that
we meant anything. You know, we had muskets, basically.
Right.
And then one guy responded with a picture of some odd gun that was like a belt-fed musket machine gun type of thing that was around before then. And it's like, look, they were aware that guns were evolving.
That.
Your argument is invalid.
Shut up. I'm telling this guy to shut up. Who is this? Who said that? Now I'm pissed off. I'm looking for it.
I don't remember specifically which one.
I'm too far down in the goddamn memes. Fuck you, Reagan. I just saw Reagan's face.
So there you go. That's the headline at the HuffPo.
Right. There's also that headline at the HuffPo. Naked man exposes his sausage at Waffle House.
Yeah, like right in with the Waffle House story we did last week about all the fun stuff that happens at Waffle House. We did a Waffle House this week.
Yeah.
It was entertaining.
You know what?
And it wasn't that entertaining. You know what I mean? Like, there hardly that much went on. There were only two other people in the Waffle House than us.
Right.
And they both worked there. And yet it was still amazingly entertaining.
Because the waitress told us a story that someone called in an order, and she said they didn't deliver. And then that person, because they didn't deliver, got upset.
Started weeping.
Started crying.
Yeah.
Because Waffle House doesn't...
I'm cutting myself because you won't deliver my sausages.
Waffle...
I'm carving the name IHOP into my thigh.
Yeah. I mean, no, they don't hire... They don't... Waffle House has never delivered.
Right.
That's insanity. You can call ahead.
I think there were substances involved.
Okay, so I'm not going...
Somebody had some hash brownies was desperate for food.
Scattered, smothered, and covered with ignorance. A guy... Oh, by the way, a dude that saw this guy whip out a sausage at the Waffle House. Here's a witness's quote. I wouldn't know how to tell my kid what was going on at that time. He was built like a potato. Apparently, this man was built like a potato. I don't know why it's necessary to make a fat joke about this guy that got naked. Guy was 36 years old. He drove his BMW to a Waffle House in Sandy Springs. Where is that? It's in Georgia? Oh, okay. Oh, not in Florida. Amazing. Drove his car to a Waffle House. Got out of the car. He got out of the car naked and tried to enter the... He just got out of the car naked and walked into the Waffle House.
He wanted some hash browns country with
and they didn't
slab
let him
on
in.
The side.
He couldn't get in. In the Waffle House, they called 911 and they said, tell the 911.
Naked? If that was San Francisco, he'd be good to go.
He'd be fine.
As long as he was cock ringless.
Public park. Waffle House is a private facility, okay?
Oh, right.
This is Waffle House. A gentleman just got out of his car and is naked and standing in front of the door. He just peed on my door and now he's walking inside. And then the guy said, God, he must have been. What was he on? I mean, I don't know. What? You need some Prozac or something, that guy, you think?
Or he needs a fucking waffle and some hash browns. They would have given him his food. He would have gotten out of there.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Follow our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Right.
I've read you want to go back to Trump a little bit?
Oh,
I've
please,
got,
yes. I think we've covered the sausage man enough.
The
he was built like a potato. Nobody covered him. Good point.
We covered the hacking the other day of the alleged hacking of the DNC's servers that allegedly some of the Ruskies got in and sucked out some of the opposition research that they had done on the Donald. And now, yesterday, one day after the Post reported that these hackers had cut in, had blasted into the DNC, in their servers, they released some of these documents. And one of the documents, this is all alleged, but if it's not the real thing, somebody put a fuckload of work into this, because this is 210 pages long.
What is it?
The opposition research against Donald Trump. There's a PDF file
that's short
made it out onto the internets.
But it's Donald Trump. I mean,
yeah. Well, it's just reading the table of contents. Some of
it. Oh, what is it? Is it good?
Background, top narratives, and then it says top narratives backup.
Oh my.
Subheadings.
Backup.
Trump is loyal only to himself. Next one. Trump is a liar.
All right.
Trump proposed banning all Muslims. Trump's campaign is defined by offensive and extreme immigration rhetoric. Trump has repeatedly offended minorities with demeaning comments.
Okay.
Bad businessman. Trump's businesses have gone into bankruptcy many times. Trump's predictions on the 2007 downturn were wildly off. He's repeatedly proven to be clueless on key foreign policy issues. His foreign policy could make America an enemy of the world.
Okay.
More guns.
Right.
Repeal without a plan on health care. Climate change denier. He supports the GOP's reckless approach to governing. These are all just notes that they want to use against him.
Yeah.
That they're going to tell all the toadies to talk about. He's crappy on the military sexual assault deal.
What does that mean? He's pro? He's pro people getting sexually assaulted in the military, or doesn't want to do anything about it?
I think he he denies that it's a problem and thinks that, you know, like women folk should be just probably kept out of the military because it distracts the men folk.
God, he's so enlightened.
Makes him a little rapey.
Yeah.
Then they go on to his overview. His early life, family upbringing, childhood, education, draft deferments.
Oh, geez. He's fabulous on the military, isn't he?
His business ventures.
Okay.
Employees and contractors, rent-controlled housing, licensing agreements, casinos, golf courses, hotels, Trump University.
Oh, okay.
Development land deals, beauty pageants.
That sounds like an interesting one. Are there any shenanigans that went on with Miss World, I wonder, Miss Universe?
I don't know.
How the fuck do we have somebody running for president that used to host a reality show and one of these stupid goddamn beauty contests? Do you think Miss Universe makes the world better or worse? Hmm. I'm going to say definitely worse. We don't need that. I mean, I don't know.
They go through all of his alleged stances on all of the on guns, gaming, environment, entitlements, labor, LGBT, trade, women, all that stuff.
Yeah,
but then they get to Trump's personal life.
Okay, there we go.
Finances, member of the elite, his actual net worth. So they're like, you know, he's lying.
Oh yeah,
you know he's lying. He's buying magnums when he doesn't need them.
Does he pull a Ted Kennedy at any point? Did he drive anybody into the drink and leave him to drown to death?
Not yet.
Right.
Or not that we know of.
Right.
His inheritance, dodging his personal bankruptcy.
Okay.
Personal health.
Right.
Marriages and other relationships. Ivana Trump. Marla Maples. Melania Trump. Comments on fidelity and prenuptial agreements.
Oh, my God.
His religion and then top video clips.
Oh,
by
awesome.
Issue, and then each one of those subheadings has, you know, a paragraph, a page, or whatever. So there's 210 pages.
This is just a dossier on all his bullshit.
Right.
How much did they pay for that to the DNC to have that put together, you think?
I don't know.
In 2011,
here's when Trump compared his opposition to same-sex marriage to his reluctance to use a new kind of putter. At one point, he compared his opposition to legalization of same-sex marriage to his reluctance to use a new kind of putter. It's like in golf, he said. A lot of people, I don't want this to sound trivial, but a lot of people are switching to these really long putters. Very unattractive.
Who the fuck knows that anyone is switching to a long putter except rich white guys that golf?
It's weird, he said. You see these great players with these really long putters because they can't sink three-footers anymore. And I hate it. I'm a traditionalist. I have so many fabulous friends who happen to be gay, but I'm a traditionalist.
Hold on a second. So he was talking about golf clubs, and then he made a little joke about traditionalists.
He's a traditionalist in marriage. That's how he's equating being against same-sex marriage.
Is he a traditional golfer, though? That's what he's...
It's like these long putters, yeah.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I mean, anybody running for president that's ever said, and I'm including Dan Quayle. Well, he was vice president, but still, my God, that's insane.
Trump said he had been to gay weddings.
Let me liken someone's fight for civil rights to what I deal with when I'm trying to pick out what putter I'm going to use on the golf course.
I've gone to gay weddings, he said. I've been at gay weddings. I've been against gay marriage from the standpoint of the Bible, but from the standpoint of from the standpoint of my teachings as growing up and going to Sunday school and going to church, and I've been opposed to it, and we'll just see how it all comes out.
Okay, but he's gone to gay weddings. What does he do at gay weddings? Does he yell throughout the ceremony, "This is bullshit! I'm against this! How dare you! I use a short putter because I'm not an asshole."
I'm sure he...
What an idiot.
Yeah, I'm sure he would use that fucking putter if it worked for him, too, right?
I mean, do you think he has these conversations in the locker room at his country club? And he's like, you see that asshole?
He hasn't gone to the locker room.
Oh, you think he has his own private?
You think he's freeballing with all those old white guys?
Do you think he's telling his quasi-slaves that polish his shoes at the country club? Do you think, did you see that asshole today? With that long putter.
Yeah, it's very unattractive. Poser. It's unattractive. That's why he doesn't like it.
Oh, it's unattractive.
It's very unattractive. It's not a 10. It only has an A cup.
Right.
He says, I don't support expanding background checks. The current background checks don't work.
But he doesn't support expanding background checks, right? But
correct.
He's saying the current background checks don't work. So we have to do something different with the background checks, which if you're a sane person, it would be then to expand them. Why would you want to make... All right. Just go fucking play with your putter.
One or two more. Donald Trump said that President Barack Obama's comments on climate change poses one of the... That climate change poses one of the greatest threats to the U.S. is one of the, quote, dumbest things he's ever said. Trump said, quote, I think one of the dumbest statements I've ever heard in politics, in the history of politics as I know it, which is pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
As I know it, which is pretty good. I know history pretty good, everybody. Was Obama's statement that our number one problem is global warming. I think it's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen, or perhaps most naive. He actually is somewhat naive, if you want to know the truth, beyond the incompetent part.
God damn it.
On Morning Joe, he said that. His former butt buddy.
Oh, yeah. God. Jeez, I mean.
Because now Morning Joe seems to have gone anti-Trump.
Well, yeah, they're embarrassed. I mean, did they ever get a call from people in MSNBC and say, hey, listen, I know, do whatever you want to with your show. You're wildly popular and very important. Joe Scarborough, but can you not sound like Fox News?
Right.
There was a time when they were helping Donald Trump become president.
Oh, with glee every morning.
They were happy.
Hi, Donald. Good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Mexicans are rapists.
Oh, Donald.
Oh, stop it. And I'm sure their ratings were through the freaking roof.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure, I guarantee you, Joe Scarborough must have a tremendous overhead. I bet he's got a boat, multiple homes, and he's. What did Kasich do to Morning Joe? What, Mom? No. Kasich accused Morning Joe of creating Donald Trump.
He's right.
God.
He absolutely helped in a large way. He couldn't remember that hard-hitting interview they had with him, which you could probably see the hickeys on his cock after it was over with from Mika and Joe.
You can see that from the space shuttle.
Sure.
From space. That and the landfill on Staten Island.
There was a story over at the Hollywood Reporter also that another one of his failed ventures of the Donalds was that he wanted to become a movie dude.
Oh, a producer or
something?
Yeah.
The little known tale of Trump World Studios.
I love this.
Recently, he said it was a job I was thinking of doing, but I didn't do it.
He was thinking, I might make movies.
The first spark of the idea was allegedly ignited at a dinner he had at Mar-a-Lago with a friend of his from the Miami-Dade Planning Commission, who's a former cop and a background actor who happened to be running for mayor of Miami.
Oh, I totally understand this now. Okay, this guy who did some acting here and there, who did extra work, saw all these like rich exec producers walking around on these sets. You know, they sit at the Video Village on these sets. They look important. They have people. He wanted to be that.
Yeah.
And
he wanted to be Christopher in The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He saw Donald Trump. He's like, I can do this with Donald Trump. And then Trump talked to this boy.
It's the other way around.
Oh.
Trump approached this guy.
That guy?
Trump came up with the idea. He said he was shocked by Trump's invitation, but he instantly recognized a once-in-a-lifetime business opportunity. Over dinner, as his wife chatted with Melania, listen to these guys. Martinez, this is the dude, said that Melania and his wife were chatting about perfume and jewelry.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if you're a rich person and you buy lots of dumb jewelry and ridiculously priced perfume, it's something to talk about.
Oh, he did pitch it to the Donald, but Donald invited him first. He said that he told Donald how he had $50 million in backing from an Israeli investor earlier, and the plan fell apart.
Oh. What were they going to make?
And then he said, would Trump be interested? So this guy, I guess, did pitch it to Trump.
Is it true? Is it Caddyshack 4?
And he said his wife liked the idea, which is always a good thing. So Melania was probably like, you make me movie
anything, stuff. Yes. Wait a second.
Maybe not.
Is that the, I haven't heard the Melania voice yet.
It's the same as the Ukrainian woman trapped in a shipping container voice that we do. But Trump being Trump, he thought the guy should think bigger.
Oh, okay.
So instead of buying an old airplane hangar that the guy wanted to turn into a studio, Trump envisioned an entire city, Studio City, built on 800 acres of undeveloped government-owned land in Homestead, a part of
Florida?
Miami-Dade County recovering from Andrew 20 years later.
Oh, okay, so I see. This is all evil and backroom dealing kind of bullshit.
We'll get the government to pay me to revitalize an area with a bullshit movie studio.
A whole city of movies. We're going to make a movie city, and the whole purpose of the movie city is to make lots of movies. Okay, Trump, what are you going to make? What did you guys write?
Right.
According
to the Hollywood Reporter, Trump wasted no time moving ahead on the project.
Yes.
He immediately talked to his favorite design firm, an architect, to draw up plans.
But they don't have anything to produce.
Well, the details. The architect said he wanted a world-class facility.
But why?
You know, Trump.
For what?
It's Trump.
He wouldn't know. He's not in the movies.
I can't wait for that that convention. If he's still, hand-jobbing with Reince Priebus.
Used as a verb.
And the RNC is still pretending to be behind him. Through the start of the convention.
Would you like to go hand-jobbing with me this afternoon, Governor?
If they're still doing that when the when it comes, you know, he's already said, Trump has, yes, that he wants the convention to be a lot more entertaining. Not this boring speech fest. I want girls.
Yeah.
We're going to get girls from Vegas. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Don't worry about it, Trump. It'll be entertaining.
Maybe they'll have comics. Maybe maybe you could get a gig at the RNC.
Oh, sure. I'll do that. What do I care?
You can open for...
You're coming, too. We're going to talk to Trump about starting a podcast city.
Absolutely. All city. That's a great idea.
This guy, he's like, we're going to buy a movie hangar. We'll start a studio there. We can shoot some stuff, maybe. And Trump's like, I want to make a city. Is that what he says to any idea? Whatever idea it is, we'll make a whole city that does that idea.
And here's this bullshit of how the one percenters work, ladies and germs.
Yes.
Small businesses, you take it in the pooper.
Oh,
while,
sure.
These guys just get the wheels greased for them. They get laws changed for them.
Oh, yeah.
They get taxes written off. And
they get cities.
Yeah.
He gets a city.
So Trump devised a plan where he would lease the 800 acres from the government for $1 a year.
Wait.
In return,
okay,
he would spend hundreds of millions building the facilities. All these tax dollars that are going to come in. But then they're going to give him tax breaks.
You know what it would look like in 2 years? Did you ever see Olympic City over in Sarajevo? How like when
right.
It's a ghost town.
It's a trees right now.
It doesn't exist. It's like it's abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetation's growing over all this bullshit. That's what it would look like. It would look like a ghost town. Because Trump, what would it be called? Trump Movie? Trump Productions?
Trump World Studios. but they found out, the developer just found out that there were about 24 different entities, that they had to deal with to get all of the land, the contiguous land that they wanted. And
yes,
some of them already had plans for the property. 85 acres were set aside for homeless assistance.
Bullshit.
They were going to build homeless housing.
Get rid of it.
35 for public schools.
No.
213 acres were going to be set aside for a park.
Bullshit. I got to make a movie. No, we can't have that.
They said there were environmental concerns.
Oh, who cares? There's, who gives a shit?
Well, you know, Trump hates this shit.
Fuck
there's,
that.
There's an endangered snake.
Oh, wait. I hate this, too.
The eastern indigo snake.
No, let's get rid of that shit.
That they got to worry about.
Who cares? I hate snakes. I'm sorry. I hate him. God.
They...
now I'm on Trump's side.
So
he can't make movie city. Could you imagine you're in Trump's office? He's like, we can't do Movie City because of some fucking snake. What?
But it fell apart eventually for one major thing.
Yes.
Because they, no matter, they, it was right next to an Air Force Reserve base, an Air Reserve base,
okay,
Homestead Air Reserve base, where military jets are constantly taking on and off. No amount of soundproofing
going
to help your movie studio with an F-15 flying over it every 3 seconds.
Why don't you just shoot it? You just use the F-15 in the movie.
Quote from Trump, I actually said, can you move the Air Force base?
For what? For my movie studio?
For his movie studio.
I don't even have a project to shoot in there.
The answer was no, they would not.
Oh, he probably lost his mind, a little Yosemite Sam.
Martinez eventually lost his bid for mayor, and the next candidate that came in was not so keen on building Trump World Studios in the county.
Yeah, you want to lease 800,000 acres for $1 a year so you can make some shitty movie? Maybe he should do Caddyshack 4, and the inciting incident could be that like some major golfer switches to the longer putter, and it just looks ridiculous. Madness ensues.
Tragedy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Did you see how long his putter is?
Yeah. He asked to have an Air Force base move?
I'm assuming he was... They said he laughed when he said it, so maybe...
Oh, he was kidding.
Maybe he was joking.
How do you know when this orange wacko is speaking in hyperbole, and when do you don't?
Right.
It's nuts.
Poe's
Law.
Poe's Law. We've got, this is a story from a couple of days ago. This is just another example of, if you need any more stuff about guns and Trumpalos mixing.
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
From the sovereign state of West Virginia.
Oh, shit. That, do we consider that a state?
Of mind.
Okay. No. You're wrong.
I got
there.
My West Virginia state of mind.
A lot of white noise.
Wow. Right. The Morgan County Sheriff's deputies this Monday responded to a shooting report.
What?
Near a timber farm.
All right.
In Great Cacapon. Cacapon. C-A-C-A-P-O-N.
Great Cacapon.
Cacapon.
Cacapone.
Cacapon.
I'm going to shoot you, boy.
Holy shit. Great Cacapon, as of the 2010 census, has a population of 386.
Oh, my God. Shoot me.
386.
Wow. You can. I think you can, with what, three magazines, you can take out the whole town.
Right.
Jeez. Can't have a lot of mass shootings there.
They found three men shot to death.
Oh, right.
Investigators identified 32-year-old Eric Shoot.
Huge.
A self-described sovereign citizen.
Hey.
As the gunmen, they arrested him.
Sovereign, meaning that he's his own king and he answers not to the tyranny.
Bundy.
Oh, yeah. He's
the
just
Bundy
like
loons.
That.
Yeah,
I don't answer to no Kenyan emperor.
Right. The sheriff is the highest peace officer that I answer to.
No more watching Games of Thrones for you.
After an 8-hour manhunt, they found him in Chester County, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
That's
probably like a big city for him.
He admitted to shooting the men.
Oh, yes.
Who he said were drug addicts.
I am sovereign.
In a Facebook post that he made after the slaying.
He put this on Facebook. Oh, God, people are stupid.
This was self-defense.
Lay.
I talked to a cop, and he even agreed this was an open and shut case of self-defense, and they probably won't even pursue charges. I'm just waiting to talk to the prosecutor. I have nothing to hide. Media can contact me on my cell. I'm open to talk. These guys stole over 20,000 PFOIR.
What?
Oh, it's supposed to be of our. He must have big fat fingers.
Oh, yes.
Or unlike, I bet Trump never has to, when he's tweeting off of his BlackBerry, he Nimble. Probably never has to hit rewind or backspace because those tiny little fingers fly over that tiny little keyboard. It's made for him.
Why didn't he go into surgery? I mean, he could get into tiny little places with those fingers.
Microsurgery.
He could be saving lives.
This guy stole over $20,000 of our stuff and sold it for drugs and threatened me to my face before. They even unaccrued, supposed to be screwed, my brake line while I was asleep. Everyone not on drugs on the mountain hates them. These are known thieves and drug addicts.
So
but,
we can kill them.
Well, right. They found they were all fatally shot with an AR-15.
Wait, now that gun has been in the news.
And this wasn't a dispute. He took cover behind a tree.
What?
And shot these three people ambush style.
Oh, my God. See, again, West Virginia, can we just annex that?
They were clearing wooden debris from a road near the property.
God, that sucks, too. Could you imagine? You're picking up trash or cutting grass or whatever. You're trimming the hedges. All of a sudden, pow, pow, pow.
A perusal of Mr. Shute's Facebook page shows such links as Alex Jones's InfoWars.
Oh, perfect.
Something called the Truther Girls.
Does he like the Crab Diving Podcast Facebook page or no?
Well, he also enjoyed Doomsday Preppers reality show.
God,
which
I love that show.
I've also enjoyed.
Yeah, it's a great
More
show.
More from a look at the crazy loony people.
We're making fun of everyone.
He's identified himself as a Doomsday Prepper.
Okay.
Who was stockpiling weapons, ammo, and other supplies ahead of the, quote, end of times.
I love how we're scared of Syrian refugees, but yet we've got these loony white hillbillies living up in the mountains and they're stockpiling weapons.
He told investigators and others that he had set up claymore mines and other booby traps.
Ooh,
what? You get birds with blue feet thrown at you.
I think these are the bad kind.
In bunkers on his property.
Bunkers? Who the hell puts bunkers in their property?
In
this is crazy.
2009, he made the news when he hung an American flag upside down as a signal of distress in Salem County, New Jersey. said he was upset with taxes, the Federal Reserve, and President Barack Obama's health care law.
Great. This guy's not mentally ill at all. Give me my AR-15. There's some guys down there known thieves.
He only agreed to take down the flag after some local veterans talked to him. He said, God. I respect military service. I'll take the flag down.
Send the butterfly nets. That guy's loony.
In a Facebook post last year, he said that he could only support military service members if they burn down the White House.
Wow, that's quite a caveat.
There you go.
Jeez, what a litmus test.
It's a meme. It says, if they were really fighting for my freedom, this is what it would look like. And it's a bunch of army dudes launching missiles and RPGs at the White House, which is in flames in the background.
Wait,
there you go.
Where did he get that picture?
Sovereign citizen.
Is that photoshopped or something?
Well, I'm sure he didn't do it.
Yeah,
everything's spelled right.
You want the only way he'll like you if you burn down something.
Well, the White House specifically. The only way he'll like the military is if they burn down the White House.
I don't know. I don't know if that's on their agenda or not. So I don't know.
The military? Yeah. Maybe some.
God, West Virginia is
sounds like a fun place, huh?
I think it's a weird place. I mean, I used to, what was that episode, that great show that used to be on? I used to watch that all the time. Toddlers and Tiaras.
Yeah.
There's a whole season.
Isn't
dedicated.
That where Honey Boo Boo started? Right?
Absolutely. I don't know what season she's from, but there was a whole season that took place in West Virginia. And yeah, I was watching it for all the wrong reasons, just to make fun of all the wackos and stuff. But goddamn, West Virginia, I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, that's where the Dancing Outlaws from West Virginia.
Right.
Jethro.
Well, that's a great.
Jethro. What is his last name? Damn it.
It's not Jethro. It's Jesco.
Jesco White. Jethro Tull is the band.
Jesco White.
Jesco.
Yeah, Google that shit. If you're going to buy it, go through our Amazon portal at amazon.com or crabdiving.com /Amazon. Download it from Amazon Prime if you can, or order that shit as a VHS tape or a Betamax.
Pick up a greatest hits album of Jethro Tull. I always liked that band. I love flute. They always played that flute. They always had those flute licks in the beginning.
Right.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na.
We've been following... Or actually, we played a clip of...
Yes.
Anderson Cooper yesterday.
Cooper.
Go to crabdiving.com.
Cooper duper.
Andy Cooper
was
interviewing the heinous Attorney General of Florida, where we are right now.
Good for you, Andy. He totally gave it to her, right?
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow, Friday, we will not be having a crab diving show. We will be on the road again.
Yes.
Possible tiny sea hare... Tiny chance that we may broadcast something from the road.
We'll probably be tired.
But we will be going, we'll be back Monday from crab diving home base.
Right.
Los Angeles, California, the regular time, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Tomorrow you'll get a rerun.
We should download a book from Audible to listen to.
We did the show early last week.
Right.
Nah, fuck it. We're not doing a show tomorrow.
Okay, no, we're not. But right, we should download a book from Audible, don't we?
We will do that, yeah. Go to our hole at crabdiving.com /Audible, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to download some audiobooks. They're amazing. You know,
if you hate to read.
There's a little tip. There's a thing called sign up for your deal of the day, and you get an email, and they send you books. And, you know, frankly, for my purposes, it's like one out of 40 that are, it's like one a month. Are even worth 99 cents to download, but sometimes you'll get one or two that are pretty cool, you can download those for 99 cents or $2 or $3 or whatever. And you also get like a monthly credit where you get to download one for free.
Oh my God.
Like so you try it out. I love them.
You just said the word frankly. It just always makes me think of Donald Trump. Nobody says frankly like Donald, right?
Is he infected?
Frankly.
My discourse.
Frankly, he's from Kenya.
So, Pam Bondi, the AG of Florida here, is a longtime T-loony, heinous, anti-LGBT, anti-everything that's good in this world.
Yeah, your state's going to be underwater in 5 minutes, but sure, quit. Continue to scream about the trans people in your bathroom.
Complete and utter toady of the vile bat boy GOP governor Rick Scott here in Florida.
His head is oddly shaped, to say the least. Very narrow.
And
somebody put it in a vice.
So Anderson Cooper really shredded her. Go on the YouTubes or whatever to find that interview. He basically called her out on shit she said on the record, saying that LGBT marriage, same-sex marriage, would be harmful to society. It's going to hurt our society. What about the children? And when he kept saying, but you said that, but you said that. No, I was defending the law. But you said it's going to harm society.
You said that.
And he says, do you believe it's going to harm society? Oh, no. Well, then why did you say that 4 years ago when you were defending gay marriage or trying to prevent gay marriage in your state? Well, I was defending the laws. I would, you know, she was
God, so crazy, dude. If only these right wing nut jobs were more scared of an AR-15 than they were of marriage equality.
Right.
How much better would this world be?
So Jeez. Pam Bondi decided to slither over to friendly territory.
Oh, okay.
And here in an interview with Steve Doocy from Fox and Friends in the Morning.
God.
Steve Doocy here speaking to Pam Bondi.
This guy is intolerable to Steve Doocy.
Well, now she is fighting back against the evil butt bumper.
Interviewed her on CNN.
Is
she striking back at Anderson Cooper?
From Fox.
Oh, yeah.
She goes over to good territory. And 2 days later, by the way.
She had to think of something to say.
Soundly mocked on all of the social medias and everything. And she...
I'm already frustrated. I'm already put off by these assholes at Fox and Friends. Oh, God. You guys are just horrible.
We haven't even grabbed some kind of absorption device for your ears, ladies and gentlemen. They're about to bleed because we're going to play some Fox News. Here's Steve Doocy talking about the Anderson Cooper interview with Pam, the poor, persecuted Pam Bondi. Terror in Orlando, it says.
In an interview that was supposed to focus on the victims of the Orlando shooting, quickly turned into a political attack. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi was being asked by CNN's Anderson Cooper to appear on his program to talk about the victims of the Orlando shootings. And
good for him, because nobody calls these assholes out on their bullshit. And she's running around saying, suddenly wearing the rainbow flag, and saying, I'm good to the... We love our LGBT brethren. We love them.
I think part of the thing that needs to be said... Now, I know this guy was influenced by ISIS and stuff, but we live in a world where our leaders say hateful, xenophobic, homophobic shit to constituents that are all armed, that all have access to guns.
Basically, what Anderson Cooper was saying is, don't you think that by you standing up on your pulpit and screaming in court that... this is going to harm society.
Right.
What does that tell the drool cuppers in this state? What does that tell the lunatics with the stars and bars and the ARs that are driving around?
Yeah.
The homosexuals are hurting society. We got to take them out.
It's dangerous. It's stochastic. Is that stochastic terrorism?
Yes, absolutely.
Fundraising efforts and scams were regarding funeral homes. But when she was mic'd up, this is what Cooper focused on instead.
I talked to a lot of gay and lesbian people here yesterday who are not fans of yours and who said that they thought you were being a hypocrite, that you for years have fought, you've basically gone after gay people, said that in court that gay people, simply by fighting for marriage equality, were trying to do harm to the people of Florida.
So, I mean, we played this yesterday. He calls her out on her bullshit.
But it's not like... Do you think what he's saying is, like, biased or, it's not even aggressive, really. He's just saying what happened.
Right.
You said this.
Yeah, and you're running around trying to embrace the gay when the gay people that I've talked to, he said, they don't like you.
The gay people
they don't like you a whole lot.
You're their attorney general.
Right.
You're supposed to protect them.
Blindsided, and right now, Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi joins us from Tampa to respond. Good morning to you, Pam.
Morning, Steve.
Okay, what happened?
Well, you know, this is all about the victims, and so I went over to do an interview. Now,
listen to her trying to take the high ground.
This is all about the victims. And that evil liberal homosexual started calling me out on my positions that I think he's an evil homosexual and should be killed.
But, you know, to normal people, I would say he was talking about the victims.
Right? The victims don't want your bullshit. They don't want your crocodile tears.
That's the problem. And, you know, for Pam Bondi to come on, it really takes a lot of, like, I don't know, it's just gross. It's just gross that this tragedy happened and she has to take time to go on Fox and Friends to defend herself.
Right.
Why don't you defend the people in your state that are getting shot to death with these fucking guns?
Because mean old Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper. He's not. I'm losing my mind. I mean, is he the most hostile person? He's not Chris Matthews. Right.
No.
She wasn't interviewed by Chris fucking Matthews.
I mean, he was pretty respectful as he was shredding her. He was like, well, but this is what you said. Well, but this is what you said.
But it's interesting.
Chris Matthews would have been like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Why are you saying that? What are you talking about?
If you wanted a shredding, it would have been Chris Matthews. Yeah. He just said what she did.
Right.
So I went over to do an interview. Now, he did not in advance know about the scams because those were breaking. I was with the victims' families learning. I was
right, fighting. And the scams were the fact that some funeral homes were gouging people.
Well, funeral homes gouging, right. And we had just learned about all these, what I really want to talk about this morning, all these websites that are up there, crowdfunding websites all over the country to get people to donate. So I arrive.
A lot of fake ones going up and stuff like that, which is they should be on top of.
Right. But listen, God, I don't know how to say this. Listen, bitch, if you don't treat people like people, the people you're talking about, that's the only thing they're concerned about is being treated like a person. Yes, the scandals are horrible. You don't treat these people like people. That's the issue.
We had a nice chat. They put an earpiece in, adjusted the sound, which we do in, you know, all uplinks. And then he was live there with him. He saw the earpiece in and goes, oh, she doesn't need that. Pulled the earpiece out. And I said, Anderson, thank you for mentioning the victims' names. Thank you for broadcasting in front of a hospital because that's going to make people think about these victims. And I said, here's what's breaking right now. I told him, I said, we're going through scams, all these scams.
Right.
That was on his
video
mic that was hot, by the way. So he had a mic on. So, and he said, okay, let's start off with the crowdfunding scams, whatever we're going to call them. And so we started off with that. And then he just flipped on me about, you know, there's a time and place for everything. If he
turned you into a big demon monster, like that Chris or Michael Brown kid.
Oh yeah, I mean,
he wants to ask me about
what? I just don't understand. Is she getting ready to tell us that I was interviewed by someone in the press? They didn't want me to have an earpiece on because they didn't want someone feeding me bullshit information.
Yeah.
And then do you know what this reporter did? He asked me questions
that
we didn't agree on ahead of time. How am I? You're the attorney general. You're a goddamn lawyer.
I was trying to make myself look noble and like a hero. How dare he not play along to my agenda?
Pam, you can't handle Anderson Cooper interviewing you.
She's an idiot.
You're the highest law enforcement officer in the state of Florida, whatever the hell that means. By the way, figure out what naked sausage guy was doing in Waffle House. Wait, that's Georgia.
And
sorry.
Congrats, Florida.
God damn it.
Congrats on your governor and your AG.
She can't handle an interview from little Andy Cooper.
Right.
Screw you.
You know, there's a time and place for everything. If he wants to ask me about doing my job defending the Constitution, but to incite anger and hatred was not the time nor the place in front of all.
He's inciting anger and hatred.
These people just got shot to death because of who they are. This lunatic that gunned them down didn't see them as people. Pam, you don't see them as people either.
Right.
You're part of the fucking problem. God.
Inciting violence.
Yeah.
And hatred. Saying, we think you're an asshole because you're a fucking hypocrite, you piece of shit, is inciting violence and anger.
Does anyone understand, like, when you're a southern goddamn person from the GOP and you've been against marriage equality, think about this. Think about when if you're a gay person, you have a partner you've lived with your whole life, they get sick, they go in the hospital, all of a sudden you don't have any rights to do anything about their care because the state doesn't recognize your union, they don't see you as people, and it's people like Pam Bondi doing that to you. You can't see, like, screw her. God.
Hospital, and I kept trying to bring him back. He cut me off. He said, sick irony, you know, and I get it. He's hurt. He is a champion of the LGBT community, but you know, that's a time for us to come together. And I was actually,
she should be a champion. She should be a champion of the LGBT community because they're her goddamn constituents. She works for them. Anderson Cooper. Okay. Yes. He is a champion of that. But
she's reminding all the dumb old white people that watch Fox that, just so you know, reason this guy is hostile,
he's gay,
is, you know, because he's taking it up the pooper.
You know, Cooper, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, you're spot on with this shit. And this lunatic, she should, it's insane. She should be the champion of their cause because they're human beings that live in the goddamn state where she's the attorney general of.
Right.
And I kept trying to bring him back. He cut me off. He said, sick irony, you know, and I get it. He's hurt. He is a champion of the LGBT community. But, you know, that's a time for us to come together. And I was actually happy about having the opportunity to go on with someone who cares
to talk about the scam,
millions of dollars is flowing through the country based on people watching his shows in the hospital behind him.
Well, Pam Anderson responded last night. Let's watch.
Anderson, I was just going to play this clip next, but they're helping me with this.
Is that Ducey? God.
Okay, Pam, we've got the.
God, fuck you, Steve.
Here's Anderson Cooper. Responding to Pam, who's been whining and bitching and crying in all the media, that he heard her fifis.
A little bit of that.
Today, the Attorney General went on a radio show and made some claims about our interview that are just factually incorrect. Now, she's either mistaken or she's not telling the truth.
How would you respond to that, Pam?
Yeah, he said, I'm either mistaken or not telling the truth. Well, the interview is what it is. And also, I would love for CNN to release his microphone. That was all wired when we were talking about. I was excited, telling him, excited.
Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, he confronted you about your bullshit. Who cares about the stuff you said off mic? No one's challenging you about that shit.
Pam Bondi is the attorney general. It's not like Anderson Cooper was interviewing an athlete. It's not like he was interviewing some actor, some stupid fluff piece about the worst mass shooting in the history of our country happened. A hate crime upon all these gay people. And he's talking to the attorney general of Florida.
Right.
And she's talking about, oh, I wanted to talk about this, and I was so disappointed. And
here's what Anderson Cooper said.
You're a child.
Anderson Cooper, they only played that one little tiny bit.
Welcome back. Now a 360 follow about an interview I did with Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi yesterday on CNN. As a rule, I think it's important that reporters not become part of the story. I don't get into feuds with other cable news anchors or professional politicians. On this broadcast, and especially in this awful tragedy, we try to keep the focus on where it should be, on the victim.
Right, Fox News. Yeah. Shouldn't you be doing stories about the victims? Not about the poor victim attorney general, the poor white Christian attorney general of Florida, savaged by raging demon homosexual.
We're worried about the feeling. We're in bizarro world. We're worried about the sensitivities of Pam Bondi and all these people just got shot to death. You hear all the stories of some of these people survived. It's insane. It's insane. We're concerned about her stupid goddamn feelings. She shouldn't have any feelings. Go meet the Attorney General.
And the loved ones they left behind. But today, the Attorney General went on a radio show and made some claims about our interview that are just factually incorrect. Now, she's either mistaken or she's not telling the truth. Talking about my interview with her yesterday, here's part of what she said on WOR, New York Talk Radio Station, today.
So we've been dealing with price gouging issues, with potential scams about people trying to donate to legitimate charities.
Same shit.
So that's what they told us they wanted us to talk about. And we felt like Anderson Cooper had a huge audience to help people yesterday. So we went over there, we went on. We were going to talk about the interview was supposed to be about helping victims' families, not creating more anger.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
To make sure these websites are legitimate.
We just heard all this bullshit. Now, Attorney General Bondi is correct when she says we spoke just before we went on the air live. As I do with most guests, I ask them as a courtesy what they want to talk about. So I asked her what she wanted to talk about. She mentioned possible scams that arise in the wake of tragedies, shady funeral homes she mentioned, and GoFundMe pages that her office were trying to verify as legit. Now, that's important, I said to her. Great, let's talk about it. In fact, I said, let's start with that. Let's lead off the interview with that. That's what I'll start with. She warned me she had no actual specifics about any scams, but I still said we would discuss it, and that's exactly what we did. So that's the only reason that whole topic ever came up in our discussion.
So she's lying. She's fucking lying.
I mean, the dog sees someone outside. Yeah. Maybe they're barking at Pam Bondi.
The doggage here, yeah.
Go get her.
So there you go. Pam Bondi is still, even, she went on all the right-wing media. She went on that radio show and tried to shit on Anderson Cooper. He responded with, you know, here's the facts.
Here's what happened.
She's lying or she's mistaken.
God.
And she's tripling down, quadrupling down, however you want to put it, over at Fox.
It's also like, I don't know. It's weird to think if you're a right-wing nut job politician that have voted against the rights of the LGBT that... I don't know. You're against Zoe. Stop it. That you're against LGBT, and on this day, there's a hate crime against gay people. You think you're not going to get asked about that? Hey, Zoe, get down.
A lot of dogs here. Crab Diving Studio East, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. It's like. Why do they think? I just don't understand their expectations.
Right.
Don't you think it's weird that? Don't you think you would expect someone to ask you about that?
Well, yeah, but she's then that gives her the reason to be the martyr.
Okay. Oh, yes.
I mean, he said, you know, is there anything specific you want to talk about? And she said, I want to talk about this. And he's like, okay, we'll talk about that too.
Nursing home scandals. Guy. Stupid.
Over at Sitting, with a fetching cardigan sweater,
ooh,
and a tie,
yes,
professorial glasses, hair right, slicked
oh
back,
my God,
sitting in the Oval Office.
Hello, ham-faced.
In fucking Texas.
Oh, my God.
Glenn the Beck.
Yeah. President Pork Chop.
We haven't heard the mellifluous tones of Glenn in a while. Here's right. Glenn Beck talking about what's going on in the country.
Satan doesn't destroy. He perverts. If it's a strong tool, he perverts it. And if he can't pervert it, he'll destroy it. Yes.
Okay.
But he perverts it, so it's a tool in his hand.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Yes.
Are you splicing all that together? Did he actually say
it's
a tool and he perverts it?
Yeah.
Did you make that up?
No.
Oh, God. Are you sure?
Yep.
He actually said all that?
That's an actual.
You just raped Bill Cosby.
An actual Glenn Beck quote.
It's a tool that he's perverting a tool already.
Tool in his hand.
That's right.
We are the most amazing tool to ever grace any toolbox. The United States.
Oh, spectacular.
Please. Oh, my God, Glenn. My God.
We are the... You know, I agree with Glenn. There's never been a bigger tool.
Yeah, he's amazing. Your tool is amazing. Wow.
America is an unbelievable power. And I have said for years, if we don't destroy ourselves, or if God doesn't do a Tower of Babel and bless us by destroying us, Satan will pervert us and we will be the darkest nation. We're going to make...
If God doesn't bless us... By destroying us.
Guy, hey, lunatics, would you just continue to explain your religion, because it just gets crazier and crazier.
The darkest nation. We're going to make Hitler look like rookies.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if we elect Trump.
Did we just go full Hitler?
Yeah, he went full Hitler.
How long has this like clip been playing?
Rookies. If we're not destroyed first.
Mm.
Does that make sense to you?
Well, no. You know, there's something with that.
No!
He is talking to a It says Messianic Rabbi and End Times Preacher Jonathan Kahn.
Oh, okay. Keeping it real over there, the fucking Blaze.
Jonathan must have had some kind of horrific inkwell spillage accent on his head and face.
What do you mean?
Goddamn, that color black does not occur in nature on that head and on that face.
He should get the 1791 toupee. Yeah. It seems like something Glenn would sell.
So we don't have to listen to this idiot, but
we have a little bit of him.
Is that, first of all, yeah, Satan can't force destruction. He can force people to, he can lead people to do things that leads to destruction.
Right.
That's exactly. And the other thing is that people say, well, you know, when I speak about a shaking, that almost that the shaking's coming. People say, well, that's bad. No, it's not bad. Most of us come to the Lord because of a shaking. And so the thing is that it's.
God.
Hey, have you been.
It's just such babble.
You up for a good shaking? You want a shaking?
Yeah.
I want a shaking.
A few taps after at the end.
Shaking bacon. Everyone's an idiot. That's all. God. Right. Did he say that God was going to turn our country dark? He's going to turn us all black or something? Is that what he said, Glenn Beck, at the beginning of that clip?
Yeah.
Wow.
Batshit
crazy, man.
A little bit of a follow-up. Yesterday we talked about...
Crab diving follow-up.
The bullshit that was going around on the right that Representative Clyburn had interrupted a moment of silence.
Oh, God, it's not true. It didn't happen.
Over the Orlando shooting, there was a moment of silence in Congress because, you know, that does a lot.
You know, if you're related to me and you're on Facebook, be glad I didn't engage your ass who was
perpetrating. Here he is, the king of capes.
Relative of mine was screaming about this on Facebook, how the moment of silence was interrupted, and, you know, how insulting that is.
It's bullshit.
Please.
We're taking you back. Apologies again, ladies and germs.
Bye.
We're taking you back to the Fox and Fiends couch.
Fuck you.
With the trio of dumbitude. Brian Kilmeade.
Somebody hit me with a chair.
And Steve Doocy. And Ainsley Earhart is the new center butt print.
Now, we've played Ainsley Earhart.
Oh, we've played some of her
before.
Airheaded Earhart-isms. Hi. Yep. So here's a... Kilmeade talking to none other than Bill O'Reilly, ladies and gentlemen.
Papa Bear.
Bill O'Reilly, good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, Bill, on a serious note, just building off what Abby just read about the ISIS terror ties to Mateen.
Yeah.
This is doing, it's so transparent now. Two trips to Saudi Arabia, a linkage to a suicide bomber in Syria, an American. Why are people having trouble connecting the dots today?
What dots is anyone having trouble with, Kilmeade?
But haven't we... we all understand that this guy was influenced by ISIS. He was, you know,
right.
He was acting because of some weird ass religious belief or some.
But there's no
bullshit.
There's no evidence yet that he is was directed by any handlers or any ISIS or by any ISIS people. He, as far as they know, is a lone wolf, radicalized, not batshit crazy. Who declared his allegiance to ISIS before he went down in a hail of bullets, but it's not like he was emailing Sheikh Omar. No, that's not Omar. He's dead, I think. You know, some ISIS dude.
Right.
But not according to these guys.
Right.
People having trouble connecting the dots today.
That's an excellent question because it just angers me. You know, there's two separate issues. There's the terrorism and then there's the gun control. Was it Congressman Clyburn? Is that his name?
From South Carolina.
Yeah. He gets all grown about terrorism. It's about gun control.
Bill O'Reilly doing a, I don't know, slightly racist-y imitation of Representative Clyburn.
Yes, and what ethnicity is Mr. Clyburn?
He's an older black gentleman.
Oh, my God. Him and Rush Limbaugh. Whose is more offensive? Because
Rush's president imitation that
we
played
yesterday. Oh, he was doing Obama,
right? Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God.
You tell him it's not about terrorism. It's about gun control. You know, and I just want to slap him with all due respect. You know, is it going to, what is it going to?
I just want to slap him.
A senator?
With all due respect.
Are these voices that Rush and Bill doing, do they put this together in their packet for their audition for Saturday Night Live? Do a couple of characters.
Imagine a liberal saying, I just want to slap someone.
I'm sure a liberal has said something horrible like that, but you have to think pretty hard. I mean, it's easier to think of a GOP person.
Right. Well, now the Congressional Black Caucus has issued a statement saying they're outraged.
Of course. My God. He's lost his mind, Bill O'Reilly.
They're calling upon O'Reilly to disavow the statement and apologize to Clyburn.
Yeah, he might not.
He
wants to slap him. Yeah. If I'm Clyburn, I'm on the phone right now. I'm like, hey. You put me on Bill O'Reilly tomorrow, and I'm going to go on his show and say, I'm here. Come over here and slap me. See what happens. Let's mix it up. Maybe he won't do that because he's better than I am.
The chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, G.K. Butterfield, says it's reminiscent of the reckless statements. Great name, huh?
Yeah,
it's reminiscent of the reckless statements that are made by the Republican nominee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sounds just like Trump.
And why wouldn't it? Because Bill O'Reilly and Trump, right there.
Do you think when Trump auditions for Saturday Night Live, he puts in his character the disabled person that he made fun of? Does he do that character?
At parties. Watch me do my disabled guy. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
He wants to be the life of the party, Donald Trump. That's all he wants. He wants people to laugh at him and clap for him.
Well, did you ever notice that anytime there's a tiny bit of applause, he has to acknowledge it and say thank you.
He's a good performer.
Thank you. Oh,
well,
thank you.
I've watched him do that.
It's weird.
It is weird. And whenever I catch myself thinking this, like thinking about giving him a critique or what I think about his performance in general, I think I'm wrong because nobody does that better than him. Like work a crowd of stupid people into a frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it just sounds crazy when he says thank you, but he's crazy. So I'm just going to shut the fuck up. I withdraw that critique. You know,
there's also, I was reading from Media Matters, but there's always a story over at Media Matters that says it's not just Trump fans, but his media supporters also call Clinton a bitch. Because the Washington Post noted in a story today that a lot of Donald Trump's fans are routinely calling presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton a bitch. They noted many T-shirts calling
t-shirts.
Clinton a bitch are sold at nearly all of Trump's rallies.
Really?
Many of the supporters spotted wearing the shirts at rallies over the past 6 weeks don't think that term is bad or it's that bad.
It's not that bad. Is a bitch. I'm just saying what's true. You want me to be politically correct?
And then Media Matters lists four times. Roger Stone, of course, has routinely...
He's been out of the news.
He said he formed the anti-Clinton group Citizens United, Not Timid, C-U-N-T, because he couldn't come up with words for B-I-T-C-H.
Clever.
That's his quote.
Right.
Ted Nugent. Roger Stone has also tweeted that Chelsea Clinton is a total bitch.
Oh, well, everybody knew that. Jeez.
Ted Nugent has called
Clinton, kidding.
A lying, America-destroying, criminal-ass bitch.
Okay.
Another time he called her a worthless bitch.
I was kidding when I said Chelsea Clinton was probably a bitch. I was trying to be funny.
Another time he called her a toxic cunt. Another time a two-bit whore.
Oh, Jesus.
And in a video that Nugent shared depicting Clinton being shot, he remarked, I got your gun control right here, bitch.
Oh, God. Huh. Lovely people.
Alex Jones.
Okay, I've heard of this guy.
Hey, Hillary, you got bodyguards? Are their guns bad, too? Well, why can't I have a gun to protect myself, you bitch?
So his idea is, like, if this bitch has the... If that bitch's Secret Service detail is armed, then so should I be armed?
Mm-hmm.
What, to level the playing field or something?
He's saying, if you don't like guns so much, then take the guns away from your Secret Service. It's such a moronic statement.
How do we argue with that?
You don't.
You just don't argue with it. God, how stupid.
Trump's a frequent guest on Michael Savage's hate radio program.
Oh, God. Now, that's a guy, as you're driving across country and there's nothing to listen to in Arizona, and you start scanning through the hard, disgusting, racist AM dial, that fucknut pops up, and it's gross.
In a May 2016 interview just last month, Savage said of Hillary Clinton, quote, "There is a word for this kind of individual in the dog world, but I can't use it on your show. It begins with a B." And then Alex Castellanos. Alex Castellanos.
I don't know.
Castellanos. In Espanol.
He's a rapist.
He's a political commentator. He's a Republican strategist.
Yes.
He works for the pro-Trump super PAC Rebuilding America Now.
Wait a second. Is this guy Mexican or Latino or something? And he works for Trump?
Well, you know, who knows how far
I was
back
just kidding
he
when I said he was a rapist. I was trying to be funny because Trump calls all Mexicans.
Right. I got it. Okay. During a May 2008 segment on CNN.
Yes.
Castellanos, who works, was working as a CNN political commentator.
Yes.
Responded to a CNN analyst who said something of a, there was a joke. The punchline was that Clinton was a quote, white bitch. Castanets said, and some women, by the way, are named that and it's accurate. She is a tough lady, tough in politics. That's been her great strength. But let's face it, she can be a very abrasive, aggressive, irritating person. And a lot of voters, I think, see her that way. He later apologized for his remark.
Wow. I mean, you know, compared to what other people on your side said.
That's,
I mean,
2008,
you know.
Yeah. But that's that. I mean, those are his media toadies that are out. That's Alex Jones. That's fucking, I don't know if he's officially embraced Ted Nugent.
Right.
Oh my God. But these are his official spokes turds.
Yeah. I'm going to say something about Ted Nugent that I hate. It's like when somebody says, you know, Bill Cosby was a really great stand-up comedian, and I think, well, get raped by him, and then hear
Hitler
someone
painted.
Say that fucking statement. But, I mean, we were listening to that Ted Nugent song. It popped
up on
the
realize we were listening to Ted
satellite
Nugent.
Radio. It's really good.
It was a good song.
It's really
exactly.
good. And I looked down and whatever.
Dripping with hate.
Yeah, really.
So there you go. The little bit of what's going on, Fox and Friends, a little bit of what's going on with the Deuces and all those ninnies there.
Congratulations, guys.
Glenn Beck also spewing the drama. If God doesn't bless us by destroying us,
God,
we will make Hitler look like rookies. There you go.
That's crazy.
I've got another clip. Yesterday we played a little bit of this gentleman.
Yes.
And here he is again from the American Family Association.
Oh, my God. This is
the white-haired, white-skinned, white-as-fuck asshole, Brian Fisher.
All white all the time, Pat.
He opened his program today.
Yeah.
Hot off the presses.
Uh-huh.
He was talking about teaching from Leviticus 69.
My favorite.
Or actually Daniel 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Which is a lesson that he, his audience, and their fellow Christians.
Yeah.
You got to hear it.
But you know, the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, we are smarter than the cultural elites. And you know that, listening to this program, we play their sound bites, we compare it to the truth. You know that we are smarter than the smartest people in this country. We have
the Christians, the audience that listens to Brian Fisher.
Okay.
And Brian Fisher are the smartest, are smarter than the smartest people in this country.
Put your money where your mouth is, dummy. Let's go head to head on some trivia. I'm betting on myself.
He says we're smarter than the cultural elites.
What does that mean? The cultural elites, does that mean people that see poor people, brown people, gay people as people?
Yeah.
Does that make you a cultural elitist?
Right. Yes. Absolutely.
In this country, we have more insight, we have more wisdom than the most highly educated, the most influential people in our culture. Why?
But wait, we have more insight and wisdom than the most highly educated, than the most influential yes. people in the country.
Yes, stupid. He just said, "I'm smarter than the smartest person." Well, you're not, because you just saying that
you would be the smartest person.
Then you would be the smartest person. Right.
Yeah, don't.
Doesn't make any sense.
That's that's math and shit.
I'm smarter than the smartest.
God hates your math.
Yeah.
Did the most influential people in our culture? Why? Because we're smart? No. Because
agreed.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's the smartest thing you've said so far. Why? Because we're smart? No.
How did he stumble into that?
Well, wait.
Because we're smart? No. Because God is smart.
Oh, good point. See, that God has to be smart, right? I mean, he's no dummy.
We're smarter than everybody, not right. because we're smart.
Yes.
But because God is smart.
I would say God is smart. Like, you figure a way to pull a rib out of my side and to create a woman out of it.
Yeah, invent a platypus. Put one of those motherfuckers together. Try that.
Was that smart or was that a tremendous oopsie?
I think
God had a couple of raccoons cooking or something. And he
had already invented wine by that point.
He was drunk and he was like, oh my God, that I put a bill on him. I thought that was a snout. Oh my God, his feet are webbed. Ooh.
On the third day, the Lord created Jägermeister.
You know, the platypus, all right. There's no way God created Jaeger.
No. Yeah, that's Satan.
The platypus is poisonous.
No.
Yes, it is. You didn't know that? It has, I swear to God, doesn't it?
It has.
Isn't it feminist?
Poison in its little bill?
Platypus.
It's a duck bill. Okay. How does it, does it bludgeon the poison into you?
I don't know. I'm not.
I don't think they're. I'm
poison.
Not sure
poison claws.
Oh, they have poison claws.
Poison gland.
Oh, wow.
Ah, the platypus is the only. See, that makes perfect sense. It's in Australia.
Oh, it's
They frankly, Australia has the worst animals. The worst,
right?
The platypus
tremendously
is the only
worst.
it does.
Worst.
It's the only Australian mammal known to be venomous.
I didn't know that.
I heard that on some fucking the learning
their claws,
channel.
It's kind of weird.
It's horrible. Adult males have a pointed spur about 15 millimeters long. I went to school in Georgia. I don't know for millimeters.
7 inches.
Okay. Is that really?
Wait, how much? 15 what?
Millimeters.
Oh, I thought it was centimeters. No, that's really small.
Located just above the heel of each hind leg, which can be used to inject poison produced by a gland in the thigh.
Damn.
It's called the crural. The crural gland.
Damn.
Yeah. What a horrible. Oh my God, it's crazy. Why would God make that happen?
What a fucked up animal. It's got a
really
it's a mammal with a duck bill that lays eggs.
You know, if you just look at the Google images for platypus, they really
they're fucked up animals.
Yeah.
People in our culture. Why? Because we're smart? No. Because God is smart. That's why we know more than they do, because God is smart and we listen to him.
We know more than they do. That's their excuse for shitting on global warming. There's no global warming because God says so. God knows more than you, evil scientists, with your facts.
What's the agenda,
and thermometers
though?
And shit.
The thing is, it's like, oh, God, I'm about to. What's the agenda? But what if does he think people. Okay, does he think all these people are lying about global warming and the climate and all this shit that they're. If they're lying, why?
Because it's a vast conspiracy.
To do what?
To make money off of global warming.
And like yes, okay.
And perfect. To
'cause that's an industry.
And to enslave
yes.
the white Christians and not let them build their coal plants
yes.
and their oil belching monstrosities.
The global humanists are going to enslave the planet.
And not let them rape the earth.
Yes.
Because God gave them dominion over it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you know, God.
That's why we know more than they do, because God is smart and we listen to him and the cultural elites do not.
God, that's from rightwingwatch.org,
man,
ladies and gentlemen.
Boy, I tell you what, the more I hear about these cultural elites, what a bunch of assholes, huh? And their agendas.
There's a whole bunch of
the
them.
The cultural elites. You mean the people that don't believe the earth is 6,000 years old?
Right.
And think, did Jesus ride around on a raptor? Is that one of their things?
Yes. Adam and Eve played frisbee with a ring toss on a triceratops.
It's like a poison duck. It's like a poison duck raccoon.
It's a weird creature. Yeah. The platypus.
Right.
We've got a story of, this is a woman in, do I want to say Florida? I don't know yet. I don't have her home state. But a woman.
Yes.
Who is a U.S. mail carrier.
Okay.
On the Facebook this Monday.
Yes.
She retweeted or reposted, I should say.
Oh, Instagram.
A story that was put by that heinous Pamela Geller. Remember her? She's
oh, yes.
the one who sponsored the Let's Draw Mohammed cartoon contest.
Oh,
just
my God.
Begging for somebody to open up some jihad on her and get her some attention.
By the way, if anyone's drawing Mohammed, please go buy pastels, color pencils on Amazon.
Yeah.
crabdiving.com/Amazon.
She's the one who did, they had that rally, and they had those two batshit assholes try to shoot up the place, and that cop killed them both, remember?
Yep.
She incited that. And then that gets her to be able to say, look at the evil Muslims. Look, I was right.
Great.
She put out a story that said that the U.S. Postal Service is putting out a stamp, a forever stamp, with, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, EID. It's the Muslim holiday.
Oh, the Eid?
Eid greetings. It's like saying Christmas greetings or, you know, seasons greetings or whatever.
You know what that reminds me? The funniest fucking bit of dialogue ever in The Sopranos, which one of my favorite television shows ever. And it's talking about Carmella. Wait, who played the daughter? What was the daughter's name in The Sopranos? Carmella was a wife.
Meadow
was going on a date with somebody, and Tony's like, where are they going? And Carmella's like, he's taking her to see Aida. And Tony goes, I eat her. Aida, Tony, it's an opera on Broadway. how did that happen in the writer's room? Do you think somebody said, okay, we have an opportunity for a joke here.
Some one of the asshole writers, all coffeed and stoned up, probably just made the joke.
Aida.
And they were like, let's put that in there.
Oh, shit. It was so funny.
So Pam Geller tweeted the story, put out the story of the Postal Service issuing these stamps.
Okay.
And she said, cultural jihad. In the wake of the Orlando Ramadan slaughter, the U.S. Postal Service unveiled their new stamp, commemorating the two most holy Islamic holidays.
Oh, my God.
It isn't lost on me that the stamp is being issued as a forever stamp. You just can't make this stuff up.
What is her point? We're forever Muslim in America now. Enjoy.
So Catherine Ann Ray.
Yes.
On the Facebook, identifying herself as, quote, a U.S. mail carrier. I can personally assure everyone here that anything with this stamp on it will be lost or destroyed in the system before it makes delivery. Guaranteed.
Well, that's
happy Ramadan.
That's fucking illegal.
Well,
you can't do that, right? I mean, why would you do that? What if you don't even... I'm mailing something.
At this time, the Postal Service is looking into it.
Yeah.
They cannot confirm if the person involved so far is a postal employee, but a toady for the USPS says, we can assure you that the incident is being fully investigated and that the Postal Service will take whatever action is appropriate. Also on this person's Facebook feed.
Sometimes it's just
are several anti-Islam statements as well as repeated support for presumptive Republican presidential candidate Donald J. Orange, tiny little baby hands Trump.
Shucky ducky.
Yeah, that's Herman Cain yesterday.
God, damn it.
Listen to Crab Diving for Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen.
Herman Cain ran for president.
His weird shucky ducky thing.
A lot of the times he sounded like a lunatic. Boy, that story makes me pessimistic. My glass is half full, half empty. Shit. But damn, that's the stupidest goddamn story I've ever heard. They're losing their mind over a stamp.
And even today, this asshole put out on the Facebook on the story of British lawmaker Joe Cox dying after the shooting attack.
Yeah.
Today, she, this Catherine Ann Ray put out, wait, can't be. Guns are strictly prohibited in that district. How could this lady have gotten shot if guns are illegal? ? Please, I need a piece of shirt, liberal, to answer this for me. You know, she's a godly woman, Ryan. She can't say shit.
Oh, yes. No, that's a typo. Guarantee you that's a fucking typo. You're stupid.
The story that says records show the Orlando shooting suspect caused trouble at an early age and as an adult became a proficient marksman with consistently high scores in tests is an ABC story that this person shared and then went all caps, as the Hick says, Kanye style. Hollywood Hick on the sevens here, ladies and gentlemen.
Is all caps Kanye style?
Kanye, for a long time, only tweeted in all caps.
Why?
Because he's a dick.
Is he a jerk
off?
He's
an asshole. She tweeted out, Catherine Ann Ray, a storm is coming. Islam Obama style.
It's fun to say, though.
We are ISIS.
Islam Obama.
Agenda power. This is just batshit. American Islamics, one word.
I've got agenda power.
American Islamics.
In my pants.
Their war expands outside the Mideast.
Okay.
Mosques are their favorite. Mosques are their fortress. There's like exclamation points all over the place and fucked up dashes.
Oh, jeez.
Pray for Trump or even Muslim will not be safe.
Pray for Trump or even Muslim will not be safe.
What a
exclamation point.
So congratulations. And, you know, they'll probably scream, First Amendment. First Amendment. But she's threatening to destroy mail. That's a federal offense.
Yeah.
That be a crime.
I mean, also, if you're a mail carrier person and you don't carry the mail where it's supposed to go, then what in the fuck are you doing at work in the first place?
Well, she's destroying. She's going to destroy the ones that have the Ramadan stamp on
them. Yeah.
Because it's evil. And you know that shit's going to happen. We did like a couple years ago, maybe even on the old Crab Nation show that we did on the Wrestling Network.
Yes. Yeah.
There was a story about, remember, it's atheist shoes in, they're like in Amsterdam, Norway. They're one of the Nordic countries. And it's a shoe brand called Atheist Shoes.
I love it.
And they found out that they were having their shit returned from United fucking States of America because there were some asshole postal workers who couldn't stand the fact that the box said atheist on the outside. They said, like, until they went to,
yes,
like you're ordering a fuck doll. It's coming in generic packaging.
Right.
Don't worry. We're not going to label the outside sex toy.
It'll
come in generic packaging.
Sure.
And until they switched to that, they were losing like 30 to 40% of the packages.
Think about that money. How did that company even stay in business when they're having that number of missed deliveries?
And they found out it was. They found, I think they ended up firing somebody, but at least one person who admitted, one postal worker who admitted to throwing it out because Jesus.
That is.
They were offended.
So
the box
stupid.
Said atheist on it. This ain't going. This isn't going. I'm not helping Satan along.
God. That's insane.
Right.
It's why would you need to help Satan? If you live in a world where you think Satan exists, why would you think what you're doing would either help or hinder Satan? Because it's Satan, for God's sakes, right?
Right.
It's like that bad guy in the X-Men movie we just saw. What was the bad guy's name with the crazy eyes?
Oh, I don't know. He had
his name
Egyptian,
was Apocalypse.
He had some Egyptian name.
I think his name is Apocalypse.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Maybe he's the bad guy. Yeah, we saw...
Yeah, he's a big bad guy.
Crab Diving Review on X-Men Apocalypse. It was okay.
It was a good movie. Here's the thing. Too many kids talking. Not interested.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Between that and Captain America, Civil War.
Right.
This thumb goes over to the Civil War.
Sure. And I don't mean
if you have to compare the two.
Right. And I don't want to, I'm not spoiling anything per se, but Hugh Jackman is in Civil War just a little bit. And like he runs off into the distance and you're just like,
come back.
Will you come back and say some more lines? Because like that was the best part of the movie, that little bit he was in. And then these kids started talking again.
You're right.
Good God.
And they're all great actors.
I thought Jennifer Lawrence was good. And
she's good.
And I like the dude that played young Professor X. And I like the Magneto guy. He was good and whatever. But it's just the kids. It's just like kids talking. It's like, ugh. Whatever.
Right.
As actors. I don't mean in real life. I'm not a monster.
We've got...
I'm not a platypus.
I'm not a monster.
I don't have a...
I'm a man.
I don't have a poisonous gland in my thigh that shoots out... God.
Not a monster. We've got freshman Republican.
Yes.
Member of Congress, Rick Ooh. Allen from Georgia.
What?
Who last month, before a meeting of the House Republicans, offered a prayer.
Oh, my God.
Where he read from the Bible versus condemning homosexuality. I believe we talked about that a little bit.
Okay.
One passage he recited goes as far to say that the gays are, quote, worthy of death.
Oh, that's nice. Jeez.
The incident happened as the House Republicans were blocking efforts to insert non-discrimination protections for LGBT into federal spending bills. Remember, that's when the Democrats all started yelling, shame, shame, shame.
Yeah.
The attendees at the meeting leaked news. Somebody ratted. And we did the story because remember there was an unnamed Republican who said that the comments were fucking ridiculous.
Right.
Because the guy was this asshole. Allen was basically saying, if you think, you know, gay marriage.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
He basically
this.
Was calling them out on their Christianity.
Yeah.
If they voted for this bill to include non-discrimination against LGBT.
If anything, your belief in a God that's supposed to be generous and fair and all this other shit, it should make those kind of votes easy for you. What the fuck would Jesus do? He would be inclusive. Okay? And against assault weapons. Right. Whatever.
So, the Human Rights Campaign... issued a statement saying House Speaker Paul Ryan and the other members of the House Republican leadership have a responsibility to immediately condemn Representative Allen's vile and dangerous remarks this morning.
That's
at an
right.
official meeting of the House Republican conference, during which he said LGBT people are, quote, worthy of death.
Oh, how nice.
At a time when LGBT people face staggering rates of discrimination, harassment, and violence. Now, let's remember, this is before... somebody went in and killed 50
right.
people at a gay bar.
Now that's a different context.
They said Representative Allen should apologize or be censured, and Republican leaders must make clear that they will not tolerate lawmakers who sow hatred and violence against the LGBT people.
That's right.
Of course, that censure never came.
No.
In an interview recently, though, since the... massacre, the horrific massacre in Orlando. Someone did bring it up. Roll Call Magazine talked to Allen and asked him about that.
Yes.
And Allen has no regrets about reading that stuff Oof. From the Bible. Quote, I just simply shared that in what's supposed to be a private setting with fellow members of my conference, just like I would in a Bible study.
God, double down.
I consider that we are all imperfect. And we all fall short of the glory of God, which is why we need a savior, by the way. My wife and I, our prayers are those with those family and friends.
Oh, screw you.
The members of Congress who represent the district are just devastated.
But you don't want to protect them from discrimination.
Right.
And you don't want to keep these assault weapons out of the hands of fucking terrorists. How are you protecting any of your constituents, or much less helping them? Jeez.
Right.
Screw off. You suck. Try again.
He read from the Romans 1,
oh my
18
God.
Through 32, which states, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust towards what? One another.
Ooh, jeez.
Men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves
what the
that recompense of damn. Their error, which was meat.
Meat?
M-E-E-T.
Fire up the...
They were receiving meat.
Porn music.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, no
God's
shit.
Mad.
No, blah, 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 no shit.
Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things.
Evil things? Inventors of evil things! You shall be damned!
Invent... What are you doing? I'm inventing an evil thing.
Ooh.
What are we going to do tonight, Brian?
Same thing we do every night.
Backbiters!
Disobedient
like
to parents.
What?
Disobedient to parents!
Hello!
Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Here we go. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death.
You, covenant breaker, you.
Wait, disobeying parents?
You can kill, somebody can kill you for that?
Yeah, that's in the list.
Wow, who knew? Jeez.
Breaking covenants, whisperers,
right.
Backbiters, proud, boasters. Well, Trump's fucked.
Boasters?
Boasters.
Now, is boasting punishable by death? I hope so.
He said, well, a spokesperson for Representative Allen, when asked further, said, well, he didn't mean it like that, worthy of death.
He didn't. He said they were worthy of death, but he didn't mean it like
she said
worthy of death.
Madison Fox is her name. The spokeswoman for Representative Allen said the passage in Roman discusses sin in all its shapes and sizes. The congressman will be the first to admit that he is a sinner, as we all sin.
Okay.
But he never condemned anyone or would condemn anyone, especially not to death.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
There you go.
This is
the warm and fuzzy GOP of our part.
But
our
country. you're reading from the Bible or Harry Potter? What was that?
That was the Bible.
Oh, okay.
With a whole list of heinous things that you get to you get death for.
Is that before Frodo went to Middle Earth and got the ring? Or is that,
I think it was.
Is that part of the Shire?
And Frodo did pass it through the Shire, whispering to the... anyway, I think that's about it for the Florida trip, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh.
On the road with crab diving. We'll be back, not tomorrow, day off on this Friday, but we're back Monday with a brand new live episode for you. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific,
that's
5
right.
to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget, you can download us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher. Hey, leave a nice review.
That's
or
right.
Or at crabdiving.com, where you can also get all the other great entertainment here on the network that streams for you 24/7. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. Go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Back Monday.
Bye-bye. Bye, Mom.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.